is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Sharmini, what would you say has been your biggest success?
Well, there was the time that I got like a week's worth of food for under a fiver in the reduced section at the supermarket.
I mean, that is very impressive, but I did mean the biggest success of your professional career.
Oh, right. I don't know. I don't really have sort of peaks and troughs. I think I'm more of a sort of steady stream of brilliance type person.
It's interesting that you think that of yourself, but it's just that in our next package, Noah Baker has been investigating career success, and a new paper suggests people's success tends to come in bursts. But maybe you're the exception, Sharmini.
I have always considered myself pretty exceptional, but I might have to hear more about this research before I decide.
Well, let's hand over to Noah.
Think back to 1905. Teddy Roosevelt is sworn in for his second term as US president, Henri Matisse leads the first Fauvist exhibition in Paris, and over in Switzerland, Einstein is about to do something quite special.
Albert Einstein, at the age of 26, published several discoveries that changed physics forever.
This is Dashun Wang from Northwestern University in the States.
By the summer of that year, he had explained Brownian motion, discovered a photoelectric effect, for which he won the Nobel Prize, and developed the theory of special relativity. And before the year ended, he wrote down the most famous equation on Earth, which is E equals to MC squared.
Dashun describes this string of success as a hot streak. In a Nature paper this week, Dashun investigates the hot streak phenomenon, asking how they might shape career success. But before we get to that, a bit of background on studying success.
Recently, my group has been very focused on this emerging area called science of science, which is a quest to turn the scientific methods and curiosities on ourselves.
This kind of research is fairly new. Here's Phil Ball, a science writer with a particular interest in the science of success.
The idea that we can use science to understand human behavior has really only come about in the last maybe couple of decades in a serious way. And a big part of the reason for that is that we now have access to huge amounts of data that has allowed people to start looking generally statistically at what humans do to try to look for signs of regularities, of statistical regularities, just in the same way as there are statistical regularities in the way molecules behave.
But in his past work looking at scientific careers, Dashun has found anything but regularity.
In my earlier co-authored work, we found that for a scientific career, the biggest hit in the career actually occurs randomly in the career. So it could be, in other words, it could be within equal probability to be the very first work of your career or very last work of your career or somewhere in the middle. And we find over and over that rule, what we call the random impact rule, is very robust. But it actually raises a deep puzzle for me because it makes me start wondering, then what happens if we finally produce a breakthrough? Right? Because on the other hand, we also tend to think, you know, winning should beget more winnings.
This conflict between anecdotal evidence like Einstein's hot streak and the statistical suggestion that success is random posed a puzzle for Dashun. To pick apart the problem, he delved into the careers of thousands of artists, film directors, and scientists. Dashun's first job was to find suitable metrics to quantify success, tricky for three such different disciplines.
That's the first question, right? Because the success has depends on so many different dimensions. So by definition, any quantitative measure we have only imperfectly captures one of the many dimensions that we can use to quantify success.
After much searching and consulting previous work, the metrics Dashun settled on as a proxy for success were, for scientists, number of citations, for artists, price at auction, and for film directors, IMDb ratings. Sure enough, Dashun found that the success of any given piece of work in a person's career appears to be random. But when he looked deeper, he found something else.
Although each hit within a career occurs randomly, their relative timing, however, follow highly predictable patterns. So in fact, these two schools of thought, these two seemingly contradicting point of view, are actually can be unified together by a hot streak phenomenon.
Dashan explained how this kind of phenomena works statistically.
And as you progress along your career, is all of a sudden you reach a certain point that you are elevated to another level. It's like you are not yourself anymore. And then you start to publish a work that follows a fundamentally different distribution than what we saw you did otherwise. It lasts for about a short period of time, then you fall back to where you were.
The model seems to fit well across careers of film directors, scientists, and artists. And that suggests that the hot streak phenomenon is associated not with individual career types, but with people more broadly. To Phil Ball, it reminded him of another phenomenon.
The immediate thing that said to me is that one of the patterns that has been seen in other kinds of human behaviour is called burstiness. And it's precisely this, that we do things in bursts. So, for example, when we do our emails, we don't sort of send them randomly through the day. We have a little burst. So it seems that this sort of pattern in various ways is a characteristic of the way people organize their lives, organize their behavior.
It seems that many people have one hot streak in their career, and a few have two. In very rare cases, people may have three. But what causes them? Well, despite their efforts, Dashan and his team couldn't come up with an answer.
We find, although the hot streak seem universal in the domains we studied, we don't yet know actually why it happens and what triggers it.
Dashan hopes that with more work, they'll be able to start predicting when a hot streak may happen or how long it will last. But as of yet, it's unclear if that's a goal which can ever be achieved. Here's Phil Ball again.
It'll be interesting to see whether any sort of predictive capacity comes out of this, and whether, I think, another thing that occurs to me, and it's something that we've certainly seen in efforts to try to understand earthquakes, whether there are any kind of precursors that are detectable, whether you can tell that you're just on the verge of having a hot streak appear. But it would be very interesting if, looking at correlations there, as physicists do, you could see that you're starting to approach your hot streak. That would be very interesting.
That was London-based science writer Phil Ball, and before him you heard from Dashan Wang from Northwestern University in the States. You can read Dashan's paper, plus a Nature editorial, over at nature.com/nature. And if you want to hear more about his previous work, we have a video about it on our YouTube channel. Just search YouTube for Is a Scientific Career Predictable?